Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Hezbollah has launched more than 100 rockets across a wider and deeper area of northern Israel, and Hezbollah's deputy leader, Naeem Qassem, said Sunday that his group is now in an open-ended battle with Israel. And in an interview, U.S. National Security spokesman John Kirby says U.S. leaders are still pushing for ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas, even though the talks appear to be stalled.
As the president said the other day, you know, everything's unrealistic until all of a sudden it's not anymore. And we're going to keep trying at this. And this idea that we're just throwing up our hands and, well, it's not going to happen before the end of the term, I can tell you that is not where the president is, not where Jake Sullivan or Tony Blinken are. We still believe that there's a possibility of moving this forward, and we're going to keep trying. Those hostages need an effort to get them home. We're not going to give up on that.
Sound courtesy of Fox News Sunday. Russian strikes in the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv have hit high-rise apartment buildings. Officials say the second consecutive night of attacks left at least 21 wounded. In the U.S. now, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited an ammunition factory in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania that is producing one of the most critically needed munitions for his country's fight to fend off Russian ground forces. With reporters, as he arrived at the White House, President Biden was asked if he'll lift restrictions on Ukraine's use of weapons against Russia.
Have you made your decision to allow Ukraine to use long-range weapons?
No.
Zelensky is scheduled to speak at the UN General Assembly annual gathering in New York on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then travel to Washington for talks on Thursday with President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the United States has brought him to New York. On Sunday, Modi addressed an estimated 13,000 people at a cultural celebration at Long Island's Nassau Coliseum. This is VOA News. The annual United Nations meeting of world leaders got underway Sunday with a summit for the future. VOA's UN correspondent, Margaret Brashear, has more.
The UN General Assembly kicked off a marathon week of diplomacy with a summit for the future. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
I called for this summit because our world is heading off the rails, and we need tough decisions to get back on track.
The signature event adopted by consensus, a wide-ranging pact for the future, a blueprint aimed at ensuring that international institutions can deliver in a world that has changed dramatically since they were created in 1945. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
U.S. lawmakers from both major political parties have called for cooling the nation's heated political rhetoric 6 weeks before the November 5th presidential election. This follows a second apparent assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump and his claims of immigrants eating people's pets that has an Ohio Haitian community on edge. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has that story.
Trump has continued to push his widely debunked claim that Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio were kidnapping and eating people's pets. Claims refuted by Ohio's governor and the city's mayor, both Republicans. But a claim no less that's come with bomb and personal threats keeping the community here on edge.
Since we are Haitian, when news like that is published in the media, it scares us. We are just searching for a better life.
The guy turned and said, "You f- Haitians," then he pulled a knife on me.
Early voting is already underway in some states ahead of the November 5th election. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump says that if he loses his bid to return to the White House in 2024, he thinks he will not try again in 2028. He made the statement during a Sunday interview with journalist Cheryl Atkinson. The rhino population across the world has increased slightly, but so have the killings, mostly in South Africa, as poaching fed by huge demand for rhino horns remains a top threat. Conservationists said